See, they carry, well, all sorts of things. Bundles, any kind of bundle on their heads, and then they walk so beautifully. It'd be a place, I should think, for dancers to come to be trained. And then they have these little burros, the cutest little burros, and they'll be carrying, well, anything that people want to take to market or want to bring home. But yesterday, some of them were just carrying grass that they'd gathered for their burros to eat at home. The trees, though, were what really got me. The trees I've always loved, anyhow, and these are so different. There's one, I guess they call it, they kind of pronounce it the French way, but I'll call it the flamboyant tree. I think it's the one with black pods, and then there's a Brazilian rose tree that has a yellow rose-like flower, and a Mexican tulip that has a bright red flower, and a strange tree that they use for making charcoal called a white mantu. It's as near as I can come to the way Ludwig pronounced it. And of course, there's the mahogany tree that mahogany really is made from, and cork trees, and heavens, that really is a tree. They say that Ripley once did a piece about just watching something spring out from the trunk of it right at night, kind of little white cottony thing. I've got to investigate that. I believe I'm a little late to see it, but it'd be fun to have it do it right. I once saw a tulip bloom, though, right before my eyes. I sat for hours in a garden in Connecticut, just waiting for that tulip to come out, and it did. I saw it open with my own eyes. Well, then, there's a kapok tree that you make mattresses from, and a cannon tree with a pod that actually explodes. Ludwig said, I guess Governor Hasty was the governor before you, he put one of those in under the desk of the governor, and one day the governor was entertaining distinguished guests, and it exploded right there. I guess they thought maybe it was a bomb or something. And there's a calabash tree where the leaves come right off the limb. I mean, there are no branches at all. The leaves just seem to grow right out. And one, this is a good tree, it's called a woman's tongue. And said Ludwig, it rattles when there's a good strong wind. There, Vincent. And there's a candle cactus, which has kind of a candelabra coming out. That's at one end of the island. And then there's a gooseberry tree. Oh, you didn't know gooseberries grew on trees? Well, I don't believe they do. I think that this is just a gooseberry tree. And what grows on it, I haven't found out yet. And at night, there's jasmine. It's sweet to smell. Oh, it's a wonderful place. While we were driving along, Ludwig pointed out some islands, and he said, that one's named Cockroach, and this one's named Lizard, and that one's named Cricket. Can't you see the enchantment of it?